U.S. regulators seek breakup of Google over search monopoly. U.S. regulators asked a federal judge on Wednesday to break up Google, accusing the tech giant of abusing its monopoly in the search engine and search advertising markets for over a decade. The Department of Justice, alongside 38 states and territories, outlined its proposed remedy in a 23-page court filing late Wednesday. The filing follows a federal court ruling that found Google unlawfully maintained its dominance through anti-competitive practices. U.S. District Court Judge Amit P. Mehta for the District of Columbia previously ruled that the company's conduct harmed competition and stifled innovation, depriving consumers and advertisers of meaningful choices. Google is a monopolist, and it has acted as one to maintain its monopoly over general search services and search text advertising markets, the judge found, according to court filings. The DOJ's proposal aims to restore competition in the markets for general search services and search text advertising. The proposal calls for Google to divest its Chrome browser, which regulators argue has been used to reinforce the company's monopoly by directing search traffic exclusively to Google's platforms. Additionally, the government is exploring the potential divestiture of the Android operating system, citing its role in locking competitors out of the market. The court filing also seeks to bar Google from entering into exclusive agreements with distributors, such as its contracts with Apple that make Google Search the default search engine on iPhones in Safari's search bar. Regulators argue these arrangements have allowed Google to control nearly all search access points, leaving consumers with limited choices and rivals with little opportunity to compete. The proposal includes measures to address Google's vast troves of user data, which the DOJ contends have created an insurmountable advantage. Regulators want Google to share its search indexing and user-side data with competitors, enabling them to develop and improve their services. The government is also seeking to eliminate Google's ability to use its financial and operational control over products like YouTube and its advertising technology to further entrench its market power. Judge Mehta's ruling emphasized that Google's anti-competitive behavior has created a feedback loop of control, where its dominance in search services attracts more users, advertisers, and data, further entrenching its position and discouraging competition. The playing field is not level because of Google's conduct, and Google's quality reflects the ill-gotten gains of an advantage illegally acquired. The remedy must close this gap and deprive Google of these advantages, the filing states. The DOJ also proposes a decade-long oversight plan, including the creation of a technical compliance committee to monitor Google's adherence to the court's directives. Regulators argue this oversight is critical to ensuring Google does not circumvent the remedies and to restoring competition in the search and advertising markets. Google has yet to respond to the latest filing. The company has previously defended its business practices, arguing that its products benefit consumers and that competition in the tech industry remains robust. The Epoch Times has contacted Google for comment. The Associated Press contributed to this report.